Dave Moore on Today FM.
Emer Wallace, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very excited to talk to you because you are part of the most excited we are for a movie in our house. My wife's favorite movie of all time is The Wizard of Oz. Obviously, my girls who are 9 are huge fans of Ariana Grande.
Okay.
So there's kind of a perfect storm on the way.
Well, hand gestures, yes.
Where everybody is going to be very excited. So I'm just unbelievably thrilled to be talking to you because you, of course, are in Wicked.
I am.
How does this come about? Tell everybody your story. How do we get to the point where you're in Wicked?
Well, I am a choreographer. I was a dancer once upon a time, but I moved into choreography roles. So I've worked with people you might know, like Jazzy and the Black Eyed Peas and Kelly Rowland and Andrew,
yes.
Like The Voice and X Factor and whatnot. So I got an email last summer that said, are you available these dates?
So it was disconcertingly vague.
Yeah, it's like, this is a scam. Like, what's this actually about? And as it turned out, one of the choreography team had recommended me to casting and voila.
Wow.
So I...
And was your role choreography or was it
no,
dancing?
No, my role was dancing.
Dancing, okay,
it's really
right.
Nice for me because I hadn't danced on stage for anyone else because no one really wants to see, you know, the older folk on the stage too much anymore.
Nonsense.
So my last dancing job, I think, was in 2017. But,
So you got the email and then, so what was involved then? Where, at what point do you come in? Are you just sent a tape and told learn this or do you go to rehearsals?
No, so asked was I available, lolled to myself, thought is this actually for real? And then went ahead and it was confirmed and then flew to the UK and spent about 2 weeks over there filming and rehearsing. So we had about 6 days rehearsals. So I'm in One Short Day.
What a song.
Big tune. Which is the big scene when they arrive in Emerald City.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of dancers in the shot. And we did about 6 days of rehearsal and then we filmed for, I think it was 4 shoot days, 2 of which were night shoots.
Wow.
Yes. I had a lot of fun. It was really good fun to dust off the old dancing shoes and remember, actually, I still can do this.
What did you think of the choreographers on the movie? Were they as good as you?
Way better than me.
Come on. They're not listening. Be honest.
No, absolutely. Really talented team. Chris, led by Chris Scott, who choreographed Into the Heights and lots of the Step Up movies.
Okay, right.
He was actually in one of the Step Up movies. So himself and John M. Chu, who is the director, they've worked together a lot. So you can see that teamwork going on really well between them. And
have you seen the movie?
No.
No. I'm trying to read her face as she's telling
me.
She genuinely hasn't. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I've watched all of the trailers. So
yeah.
There's been a lot of trailers that have been talking about.
Well, actually, you know what? It's funny. I interview people all the time who are in movies and often I'll have seen the movie in order to interview the person.
Oops. Yeah.
And they haven't even seen it because they shot their scenes or whatever. Like even Paddington in Peru, right? Hugh Bonneville. I'm talking to Emily Mortimer, who are Mr. and Mrs. Brown for the movie. And I'm like, oh my God. And I went, just out of interest, have you seen the movie? No. Like I've been looking up to see it and they hadn't even seen it. They were going to the premiere. Yeah, so it's crazy. It is crazy. But anyway, I do believe you that you haven't seen it. You mentioned a couple of people you've worked with. I do want to go back on some of the stories I've heard that you've been involved in, right? So you worked with Kelly Rowland. You toured with her for a couple of years.
I did, yeah.
How's she?
She is a beautiful human inside and out.
Really?
Yeah, she is one of kind.
That's good to hear.
She's so nice. She was amazing to us. She took great care of us. She gave me a lot of confidence in myself. She gave me an opportunity to choreograph for her. And she was just amazing. She's, you know, obviously Beyonce gets a lot of light, but Kelly in her own right is an unbelievable performer. Yeah, I loved working for her. She was awesome.
Did you play poker with Nelly?
Yes.
Amazing answer. More details required. Go on.
A long time ago in the Bahamas, casual sentence.
Of course.
We were at a gig for Kelly and Nelly was there and we played poker with him.
Is he sound as well?
Yeah, he was very nice. He was a very large man.
Like, oh, really? Like, physically large? Okay.
Hench, yeah. But yeah, he seemed very nice. I mean, you're not really, I would have been too shy to be like, so Nelly.
Sure, you know. Sure, yeah.
But at the time, yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, that was fun.
And of the TV shows then you've choreographed, so like the Voice and all that kind of stuff, are they fun or are they massive high pressure?
Love them, okay. It depends on the day. As a dancer, X Factor is very high pressure.
Right, okay.
But as a choreographer, I felt less so.
Okay.
But the Voice is great because you're in a room. For me, I would rehearse people for about half an hour each contestant.
Yeah.
The battles or the blinds or whatnot and give them some staging, give them some confidence or give them a little bit of movement if they felt like they wanted to. So you're just walking in, you're meeting somebody blank and they're, hi, I'm... And then, okay, so what have you got? And then they sing and you're like,
yeah, like
amazing voices come out. And it's like Nora from Margate, and, you know, like it's amazing. Yeah, yeah. So I felt that was a real privilege, and a lot of those were a lot of those contestants were felt like, you know, never really performed in any kind of place before. So to give them a bit of confidence and be someone they could rely on, I loved that. I actually really enjoyed that role. And then the kids, when we did The Voice Kids, those kids would put anybody to shame, the confidence,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
And they were really, I really enjoy working on all those shows for different reasons. So on The Voice, you're really just helping with staging a lot of the time, and then doing like big opening numbers or group numbers and whatnot. And Exit was like six combos for six contestants, and then no, that one's got changed, and that one's couldn't. Can you move this, and can you do this, and can you change that? And
so you're on your feet a lot.
It's a lot of changes all the time, which is really hard on dancers. Not so hard when you're like, can you do that again, please, and can you change it?
Yes, but I've been told you have to change it.
Yeah, but I have been on that side as well. So
yeah, understandably so. Well, listen, it is amazing to speak to you. It's amazing to meet you. I look forward to seeing Wicked and trying to spot you in the number. Did you see yourself? You haven't seen any shots or rushes or anything of you?
No, but I'm smally confident that there's a setup where I'm reasonably close to both Ariane and Cynthia. So fingers crossed. And I have a fabulous hat.
Okay, we can keep an eye out for Emer Walsh's fabulous hat somewhere near Ariana Grande, somewhere in Wicked. Listen, thanks so much for coming in. Congratulations on it all.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Dave Moore on Today FM.